You're preparing for a crucial meeting with a potential client. You've spent hours perfecting your presentation. You've been detailing your company's cutting-edge technology and your impressive capabilities. You feel ready to go. Then, during the presentation review, one of your colleagues asks, "Are we addressing why this client wants to hire us? Do we understand the problem that they are trying to solve for their clients? And more importantly, how we help them solve that problem?" Today, we're going to explore how strategic thinking can help us focus on what matters most. I'm going to introduce a framework that I call the 5 C's of strategic thinking, designed to help you get more wins at work and at home.
As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today.
I want to welcome you to the Engineer Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryant, and I'm excited to dive into another episode that will help you design and live a life where you are winning at work and at home. Last week, I talked about my experience in middle school, and we explored 3 key leadership lessons from my experience with chess. We talked about visualization, strategic thinking, and resilience, all crucial skills for navigating challenges in both your personal and professional life. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I would highly recommend you checking it out. 3 leadership lessons that will help you checkmate your challenges. This week, we're building on that foundation by doing a deeper dive into the concept of strategic thinking. We're going to explore the framework I developed called the 5 C's of strategic thinking. This framework will give you a blueprint for approaching problems and opportunities with a strategic mindset, helping you make better decisions and achieve greater success. First, I want to start off by just talking a little bit about the difference between tactical and strategic thinking. Strategic thinking is all about the big picture. It's like being the architect of your business or career. You're focusing on the overall design and long-term vision. When you're thinking strategically, you're asking questions like, what do we want to achieve in the long run? Why are these goals important? How does this align with our overall mission and values? On the other hand, tactical thinking is about executing the strategy. It's like being the builder who takes the architect's plans and makes them into reality. Tactical thinking focuses on how and when. How do we achieve our short-term goals? When should specific tasks be completed? What resources do we need to accomplish these particular tasks? So they're both valuable. So while different, strategic and tactical thinking are both crucial for success. Another analogy for strategic thinking is like the setting your destination on the GPS. So strategic thinking is setting that destination, while tactical thinking is about navigating the turn-by-turn directions to get there. And of course, execution is driving according to that plan and arriving at your destination. A great leader needs to balance both the use of strategic thinking to set the overall direction and goals and employ tactical thinking to create and execute plans to achieve those goals. So here's a quick example of how these 2 types of thinking blend together. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation. Tactically, you're focused on refining your slide design and the transitions. Your message is communicated clearly and professionally. You're considering, what are the key takeaways that we want the audience to remember and the impact that we want to have on their thinking or decision-making? When these 2 approaches come together, you create a presentation that not only is visually appealing and well-structured, but it also deeply resonates with your audience's needs and interests, leading to better engagement and retention of your core message. Now, let's explore the 5 C's of strategic thinking. Number 1, clarify the challenge. 2, collect the context. 3, create the choices. 4, choose the course. 5, commit to change. So clarifying is about defining the core issue or opportunity. It is the foundation of strategic thinking where you identify what really matters. In client interactions, this means understanding the true problem that the client is trying to solve, not just what they're asking for on the surface. The same is true for almost any conversation that you have. 2 is collect. Collect involves gathering relevant information and seeking diverse perspectives. It's about building a comprehensive picture of the situation, including industry trends. What are the potential obstacles? It's important here, and I would say in all of the 5 C's, to approach it from a position of curiosity. 3 is create. So create is the stage where you generate multiple potential solutions. It involves thinking both conventionally and creatively, pushing beyond the obvious answers to find innovative approaches that addresses the needs that you've clarified in 1. 4 is choose. This is about evaluating your options and selecting the most promising direction. This stage requires balancing various factors, including your goals, capabilities, and long-term strategic implications. 5 is commit. This is where you develop and implement your action plan. It involves not just deciding on the course of action, but also determining how you will execute it, measure its success, and adapt it as needed. As with anything, when you think about applying this framework, there may be questions that come to mind. So I've put together a list of questions to consider at each stage that may help you. So for clarify, here are the questions. What is the real problem we're trying to solve? What would success look like? Are we solving the right problem or just addressing a symptom? And the last question here is, what are the consequences if this problem is not solved? When you're looking at collect, what do we know about the client's industry and specific challenges? What have they tried before? What worked? What didn't? Who are the key stakeholders? And what are their priorities? What external factors might impact the situation? What assumptions are we making that we need to validate? Then we'll move to create. How might someone from a different industry approach this? What if we combine 2 or more partial solutions? How can we leverage our unique strengths to create value? 4, choose. Which solution best addresses the core problems that we identify? How does each option align with our long-term goals? What are the potential risks and how might we mitigate them? Which solution offers the best balance of short-term results and long-term value? And 5 on commit, how will we measure success? What are the key metrics? Who needs to be involved in the implementation? How will we communicate our plan and progress? And what checkpoints should we set in place and review? The key is to consistently zoom out to see the bigger picture, then zoom in to address specific needs. As we wrap up today's episode, here's a quick recap of the 5 C's of strategic thinking. 1, we explore the difference between tactical and strategic thinking, emphasizing the importance of balancing both for success. 2, we introduce the 5 C's framework, clarify, collect, create, choose, and commit. For each of these stages, we discussed key questions to consider, helping you apply strategic thinking to various situations. Remember, strategic thinking is not just about planning for the future, it's about creating. By applying the 5 C's framework, you'll be better equipped to identify the core issues in any challenge, gather comprehensive information, generate innovative solutions, make well-informed decisions, and execute your plans effectively. So here's the challenge for you this week. Choose one problem or one opportunity that you're currently facing, either at work or in your personal life, and apply the 5 C's framework to that situation. Start by clarifying the real issue, then work your way through the other stages. Notice how this process changes your perspective and how you approach that situation. I would love to hear about your experiences applying this framework. So you can share your insights or questions on our social media channels, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, or you can email me directly at james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com. There will also be a link in the show notes. I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Engineer Your Success podcast. And I'm going to end this episode like I end every episode, and that's this. Many people know what to do, fewer people know how to do it, and there's a select group of people that actually follow through, do it, and are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide for winning at work and at home, and I want you to be great this week. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.